Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg, dictating an endoscopy report on Trace Lee Winslow. Date of birth is 9/25/1970. Date of procedure May 23rd, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg. Referring physician is Dr. Nancy Lim. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. And colonoscopy with cold biopsy, cold biopsy polypectomy, cold snare polypectomy, hot snare polypectomy, EMR, and HemoClip deployment. Indication is Cologuard positive, family history of colon cancer, and mother at 41 years old, abnormal weight loss, change in bowel habits with diarrhea and constipation. Delete the last one with change in bowel habits. Hemorrhoids, personal history of colon thoughts, heartburn, dyspepsia. Description, procedure, informed consent of pain, period, possible complication of procedure. Including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as millions of rolls, transfer patient. Patient's breath and mouth to sleep, placed in mouth out of position, sedated, anesthesia services, monitored, anesthesia care. Period. A well-lubricated anesthesia gastric scope is introduced into the esophagus, command to direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination is made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, junction, and esophagus. The retroflex is obtained at the cardioperitoneal air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. The patient was then turned around and left out of position as the direct exam was normal. A well-lubricated anesthesia colonoscope is introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the penicillin orifice, ileocecal valve, and complex of Holt's. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, ascending colon, and the rectum. A retroflex is obtained in the rectum period. Boston bowel prep score is graded as a (2-2-2). Trauma stair prep period. The patient tried the procedure well without any complications. Finding at upper endoscopy the proximal and mid esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next time the Z line was regular at 40 centimeters from the bite block. Delete that last line. The Z line was mildly irregular at 40 centimeters from bite block with evidence of two tongues of salmon colored mucosa extending approximately greater than 10 millimeters, C0M1.5, biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants for, based on the Seattle protocol for further evaluation for Barrett's esophagus. Next line, there was a 2-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was evidence of gastric erythema, worse in the antrum than in the body. Biopsies were obtained in the antrum body separately for esophageal to rule out H. pylori. Next line, there was duodenal bulb erythema and nodularity. Biopsies were obtained for further evaluation in histology. Next line. In D2, there was an area of focal irregularity to the mucosa that was approximately 8 millimeters in size. Biopsies are obtained for further evaluation and histology. Next line. Otherwise, unremarkable. Um, Otherwise, Unmark will draw them to D2 portion. Bone biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line. There was an area in D2 that appeared to be the major papilla with evidence of a fish mouth appearance. No mucin was extruding. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line, there was a large, approximately 4 centimeter flat polyp spanning of the front and back of a fold. Tomahawk cold biopsies were obtained in this area for further evaluation and histology. Next line. There were two approximately 10 millimeter ascending colon sessile polyps removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. At 80 centimeters from the anal verge, there were three separate polyps, all spanning 2 to 3 folds, approximately 2 to 3 centimeters in size. All were biopsied and placed in the same container. Next line, there was a approximately 10 millimeter transverse colon sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. At 60 centimeters from the anal verge, there were three polyps noted that also spanned two separate folds. Comma biopsies were obtained of these polyps as well for further evaluation histology. Next line, there were three descending colon sessile polyps, period. Two were There was one descending colon sessile polyp that was diminutive in size, removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There were five descending colon sessile polyps ranging in size from 8 to 12 millimeters removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was an approximately 2.5 centimeter descending colon sessile polyp that was injected with saline and removed with hot snare polypectomy in total with the EMR technique and fulguration of the edges, comma. A hemoclip was deployed over this area with good hemostasis achieved. Next line. There was another approximately 2 centimeter descending colon sessile polyp removed with hot snare polypectomy in total, and a hemoclip was deployed with good hemostasis achieved. Next line. At 45 centimeters from the anal verge, there was another larger polyp that was cold biopsied for histology that also spanned two folds. Next line. Sorry, please go back to the last one. At 45 centimeters from the anal verge, there was a polyp. There was a sessile diminutive polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. At 40 centimeters from the anal verge, there were two polyps that were larger in size, approximately 2 to 3 centimeters, and spanned across two folds. Next line. There was, in the sigmoid colon, there were two sessile polyps ranging in size from 15 millimeters to 2 centimeters, removed with hot snare polypectomy in total. Next line, there was a diminutive rectal polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was another sigmoid colon, 2 to 3 centimeter polyp that was on a broad stalk. This was also not removed. Next line, there was evidence of grade 2 to 3 internal hemorrhoids that were moderate in size and non-bleeding, noted on retroflexion. Next slide.